nonsense better than speak real. When we rolling and talking about Bill Kill, don't fuck with cares, gotta save the cash for the moment we're hitting the snow trail. I got four boys and they all poised to be wanting me like they got no choice, to be dining me like I'm some new judge. So I slay my player, my opulent plug. Retreat them first, you heard it here first. Lining dear hide and we pop our colors. We better than dollars, these gentlemen ballers be throwing away cause they too scared to holler. Tell yourself, don't live in luxury. Watch us running up the tab. I'm a second web, I'm a skis. Cook up all the oysters down our throats, but they are not. Slide across the table for the bill. You're the kind of host. Tell us how we don't live in luxury. Still you promise business class. We can trips to London and Paris. Presidential suite, cause you like to be discreet. While you're popping pills to stay up and with Spock and Wanda sleep.
Picture City Hall perfectly in his mind. He's just a corner, and yet it wasn't. CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Hala, and I'll be hosting this half hour here with the IRSA, International Relations Students Association, and this is 24 hours of student power. Thanks so much for tuning in. So let's get started. So we'll do a round of introductions. I'm here with a whole bunch of members of the exec.
Yeah, so I'll start. I'm Bridget. I'm the president of IRSA.
Hi there, I'm Jacob. I'm vice president administration.
I'm Camille. I'm the vice president internal.
I'm Hannah. I'm one of the assistants.
I'm Sage, the other assistant.
And I'm Natalie, and I'm the event coordinator.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on today. So we're going to be talking a little bit about what you do as a club and some events that are coming up. So why don't we start off about telling me what you do?
Yeah, so we basically represent the International Relations department on campus, but I think the cool thing about IRSA is that because the degree, the international relations degree, is so interdisciplinary, we can kind of like approach events and approach topics from a lot of different lenses. So we were established in 1983 and we're one of the most active clubs on campus. And we have like a lot of links with the community. We have links with like the consular corps, the professional community, faculty. So we kind of try and like diversify our events and just create like a fun, accessible place for people to learn about international affairs.
That sounds super cool. What sort of events have you had in the past?
So over the years, we have a lot of annual events. So one of our largest is Diplomacy 101. We had that back in November. So we had like a panel talk about a topical international issue. This year, I think it was quite relevant. We had the downfall of globalization as our topic. So that was pretty lively. We had a lot of good success with that event. We have other things like pub nights, so casual things where students can kind of just come and get together. And then other events that we have coming up are things like our annual benefit gala. We have career weeks, and generally we kind of just take it as like international topics come up and try and make something that we think the student body would be interested in.
Sounds really interesting. So I assume all of you are in IR. So do you want to talk a little bit about what you study in IR and if you have any research focus or projects you're working on?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think we're all stumped undergrads. Yeah, so I'm in IR. I think a couple of us do the diplomacy, security, and peace study stream. But the neat thing about IR, again, is you can do it from like an econ perspective or geography, area studies. So is anyone in area studies? No.
Just speaking personally, I'm not actually in the major, officially declared yet. So I'm in my second year. I have a focus on political science as my main interest. But one of the things that's drawing me towards IR is its interdisciplinary aspect. So I get to study econ, history. I won't speak for Hannah, but she has backgrounds in history as well. So that's something that's really all-encompassing about IR is it brings everything together.
Yeah, it really sounds like you can have like a really broad sort of view into what IR can be and really personalize it to what you want it to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Sounds really interesting. So let's talk a little bit about your upcoming gala.
Great. Well, let Natalie explain that. She's our gala coordinator.
Perfect. So this year, the International Relations Student Association is hosting a gala, and this year we'll be coordinating with Cambrace. It's a local nonprofit organization that dedicates housing and other support services to recently arrived refugees. Cambrace has become renowned throughout the community for its grassroots approaches to refugee support, and this year all of our proceeds for the gala will be going towards printing our Kurdish Ready program. This Ready program aids refugees in the sense that it will be helping them prepare for their asylum seeking process, and this manual will specifically be going towards translating it in Kurdish, and all the funds that will go towards printing it throughout cities across Canada. This year's gala will feature a range of speakers, prizes, and performers, and as well networking opportunities. Prizes and auction items will be available at the day event, and we also have some really cool sponsorships coming up, such as paddle boarding, spa trips, and possibly a weekend getaway. The date of this gala is coming up soon, everyone. It is February 11th, and it is 6 p.m. at Performance Works at Granville Island.
Does it cost anything to attend?
Yes, so tickets right now for students are $40, and anyone purchasing tickets, student price tickets, will be required to show their ID at the door, and as well, all members of the public are welcome, and their tickets are $50.
Sounds really fun. I heard something about a spa getaway. Tell me more about these prizes I can win.
For sure. So one amazing thing is that we've been able to get a lot of sponsorship from the community. So we have had different activities. We have day trips, possibly some spa. I don't want to give away all the prizes because that's going to be an incentive for everyone to come and and participate in our fundraiser event.
Also, there's a delicious three course Turkish meal. So that's part of your entry. So hopefully that's an incentive if the prizes aren't.
Exactly. Delicious food. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. What's better than spa weekend and delicious food? Turkish like that food, sounds, yeah. I'm there already. Cool. So let's listen to a song. This one is called Utopia by Ostra off of their album Future Politics.
Ooh.
You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is 24 Hours of Student Power. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here with the International Relations Student Association, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about their upcoming gala.
So
the song that you just heard is by a Iraqi Kurdish artist named Heli Love. And the song itself is actually a tribute to the ethnically Kurdish Peshmerga, excuse my pronunciation, but they're ethnically Kurdish and they're fighting against ISIS right now in the Middle East. So that song is very topical at the moment. And Bridget's going to lead us through kind of what we're doing to address the Middle Eastern conflict in our own student way.
Yeah, so the gala this year is like really an extension of last year. We had like a lot of community outpouring and campus outpouring for the Syrian refugee crisis last year. And so that was what our gala surrounded. And we thought, you know, it's kind of like more responsible for us to take a more sustainable look at this and continue going with the same cause for 2 years in a row, because last year was pretty successful. So this year, it's our first year working with Kinbrace, but I think what drew us to Kinbrace is they have like a very holistic and I think realistic view of like the needs of many refugee claimants and asylum seekers, especially in the Lower Mainland. So one of their big focuses is on housing, but what we're specifically fundraising for this year is this kind of like nuanced take that they've had to the refugee settlement process, which is through their Ready Tours. And basically the Ready Tours, one of the feedback that I've heard a lot from like professors and other professionals and academics has been that as soon as refugees arrive in the Lower Mainland, it's really the hard part kind of just continues going. They have to go through refugee hearings and settlement processes to get their kind of bearings, and it can be not only traumatic, but like very exhausting. So the Ready Tours basically take a bureaucratic approach to these legal proceedings, and they kind of like work with refugees through the bureaucratic process. And lo and behold, there's actually not very many resources out there that are in refugees' like native languages. So again, specifically, the Ready Tour that we are funding is for Kurdish Sorani, which Kinbrace identified as kind of the most in need language right now, given the context of what's going on around the world. So yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to be supporting them. And it's really interesting that you've chosen to do the same cause 2 years in a row. Is that something you've done in the past, too? Or
yeah, in the past, we actually used to do it for an organization that dealt with landmines. We had a close partnership with them, and obviously also an important topic. They worked with basically getting rid of landmines that were left over from conflicts, especially with a focus in East Asia. But yeah, I think that not that they're not an important cause, but we just kind of wanted to take a different approach. There's so many worthy causes out there, and this was one that I definitely saw a lot of work going into at the UBC community. So it was really nice because we could draw from lots of different campus resources and clubs and stuff like that.
And how did you finally decide on this program specifically? It just seemed like a good fit for your club.
Yeah, it just seemed like a good fit for our club. And I mean, the gala, this is actually our 14th annual gala, so it's been going on for quite a while, and it's always been a benefit. But beyond that, it's also just like a really great opportunity for students to get together and kind of like let off some steam, enjoy some food, get together with each other, but then also learning about something new and, you know, giving the proceeds to a great cause. So
yeah, that sounds really amazing. And congrats on your 14th. I didn't realize it was such a long-standing event.
Yes.
So outside of the gala, what other sort of community outreach does IRSA do?
In terms of a student community, we have a few events coming up. I know personally one thing that I think we're all really excited about is our career fair event. And this year we're doing something different. We're trying to reach out to prospective majors and really include the whole UBC community, not just declared IR majors. So from March 6th to 10th, somewhere in there, we're going to have probably a two-day event that is talking with both IR majors so that they can have a chance to talk with undeclared majors themselves and kind of give an idea of what they can expect going in. And then we also have an alumni outreach kind of aspect as well for current IR majors, students in general, to kind of hear what's out in the big bad world after graduation. And it's a really rewarding event for everyone involved. I think I can speak for that. Yeah. It's really interesting to hear the professionals as well as fellow students
who have it.
Will you have speakers at this event, like people from the professional community come and speak?
Yes. Yeah. We so last year we had a few. We had lawyers, politicians, just people with a breadth of knowledge that started out with a UBC IR degree. And we also this year will be having current IR majors to kind of talk about their experience right now.
That sounds really great. So it's like a mentorship program almost, like with people from the community that have gone through exactly what like current students are going through.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to kind of really branch the line and get both current students and alumni as well.
That sounds really amazing. So thank you so much for joining me on 24 Hours of Student Power. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
That basically covers it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much. So we're going to finish off with a song. This one's called A Tribe Called Red, Electric Powwow Drum. I know.